We all got skills. We have talents and we have passions. But mine happens to be sex. This is the Fun Sexual Podcast with your oversharing swinky best friend, Majesty. And I'm talking sex and all of the ways and all of the things that make sex, well, fun. I am dramatic, so I felt like it was only right that I served a bit of drama today. Hence me in my fabulous red robe. Hey friends, welcome back to the Fun Sexual Podcast with your host, Majesty. The good boys and girls call me Mistress Majesty because they worship me. But my friends call me Maj because we're cool like that and I let them get away with it. And that's my nickname in real life. What's going on, friends? I hope you like my song. I hope you like my robe. It's beautiful. I love it. I've had this in my closet for a number of months, and this is probably maybe the third time I've worn it. And as soon as I put it on, I was reminded why I barely wear this robe. And that is because as beautiful as this motherfucker, like, look at this. It's just giving elegance. It's giving... My husband died of unfortunate circumstances, right? It's giving a vibe. It's giving sexy. It's giving sexy bitch on the bar. Alien superstar. If you don't watch this podcast, I think you should go to YouTube. Look up the Fun Sexual Podcast and watch the episode. The audio, great. Sure. The video, you want this. You want this extraness, okay? But no, I was reminded why I don't wear this robe because, like, it's shedding everywhere. Like, I would show, like, let me see if I could show you my stockings. Can you see the feathers on my stockings? Like, the feathers just come off. And I have a white robe. I have a white rug under me. My white rug for my studio space. And it's covered in red feathers right now. So I'm going to have to do some major cleanup after I'm done recording this. But it still is giving. It's a look. It's giving. It needs a photo shoot of some sort. Like, it needs... It should be worn more. I just have to figure out which events or things or whatever to wear this to. Because I really do love this robe. Today was busy, but I'm proud. I got everything on my to-do list done. I'm loving making to-do lists. I usually have a mental to-do list, but lately I have been like writing my to-do list down. I have actually been like using the calendar app in my phone to like write my to-do list down. And I like it because it keeps me a little bit organized. It keeps me any to-do list does. It makes it so that you don't have to keep all of that stuff in your brain. You actually have it written down somewhere so you can track yourself to it. I also get distracted easily, so it makes me like focus on the shit that I need to do. It reminds me of what the things that I was working on, because sometimes I'll start working on something, end up doing something else, and be like, what the fuck was I supposed to do? Oh yeah, I needed to go buy that ticket today or whatever it was. So I've been doing that and I felt really good because I got all of the things done on my to-do list today. This is the last thing, recording this episode and getting it uploaded and all that stuff. So gonna work on that. What else has been going on? Oh God. So a little while ago, I got to do some sounding. Like a couple days ago, last weekend, whatever. I got to do some sounding. I have not done sounding in about 2 years. I've done sounding when... Last time I did sounding was when... It was about 2 years ago because it was when I had some old subs from back in the day. And I enjoyed it then. I didn't get to do enough of it, I felt like. I was trying to like just try out a wide range of things with these new subs. And so sounding kind of never came back around. And as soon as I did it a couple days ago, I realized how much I enjoyed doing it. Like, I really just enjoy sticking these metal rods down penises. I don't know what it is I enjoy. I'm lying. I know what it is I enjoy. I love not just in sounding, in like BDSM in general, I love putting somebody to the limit of how much they are willing to do to like serve me or to like be in my presence, if that makes sense. Like, I want to see, how far are you willing to go for this? How far are you willing to go for me? And so I feel like if you let me stick a rod down your penis, like you're willing to go pretty far for me. If you're willing to, you know, let me pee in your mouth, you're willing to go pretty far for me. Even though, I don't know, that last one I peed in his mouth, I don't know how far he would be willing. Never mind, you take that back. Anyway, the flashback. Well, but yeah, I like knowing how far you're willing to go for me. And so, and then I feel a little bit like I should have, when I'm sounding, I feel like I should have like a lab coat on, like a mad scientist or like an evil doctor or some shit. I don't know. It's really enjoyable. And my sub, while we were doing some sounding, he said that I did a great job because he was waiting for that pain, that like shocking pain that never occurred. And after sounding, usually, even if you do it right, after sounding, you usually experience like burning in when you pee. And he said he did not have that burning sensation when he peed. So I don't know, y'all. I feel like it might be where I need to spend a little bit more time. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to, like, do sounding included with some, like, anal play, you know, maybe, like, a plug or something of some sort or whatever. Like, I just want it to be, I want it to be a part of my repertoire that I'm really good at and that I get to do more of. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to manifest more sounding in my life because that's what I want. It was a really enjoyable scene and session with my sub. Speaking of my sub, and I know you're going to listen to this. We had a session this past week that he ended up walking out on me on. And I was like, shocketh. I was extremely shocketh. Oh, Raisin got the zoomies. Y'all can probably hear him running back and forth. But I was very shocked because it kind of came out of nowhere. And I feel like I was being a little bit of a hard ass on him, but not anything crazy. And he walked out. And then, you know, later on he did message me, or the next day he did message me and let me know that he was not having a good day. And so, you know, the criticism that I was giving him was not making him feel good and whatever. So very understandable. But I think it's a really good thing. The only other time I've had like a session that kind of like took a turn, I've spoke about it in the past on the podcast. I was very happy because I can be a bit bratty. I can be a bratty. I'm pausing in that phrase because Raisin has this doll, this toy that's a sloth. And he likes to hump this sloth. But when he humps it, he likes to drag it into my line of sight, and then he likes to hump it. So it was in the room. He took it out of the room, dragged it in front of the door, right? And I guess he figured, no, I need to come in the room where she is, and just dragged it across the floor and is now going to proceed to hump this fucking sloth while I'm recording. You have no fucking respect. Do you not want privacy? I don't need to see this. I don't want to see this. Go elsewhere, please. And I don't want to hear you scratching at this thing. Go. He like bites it. It's really aggressive the way he be humping it. Like, he bites it on its head and drags it around. It's really crazy. I hope this audio does not get picked up. Ugh. Anyway, When my session took a turn the first time, I was very happy that I was able to like realize that, step out and be able to like adjust and rectify. This happened like 2 years ago. But I was able to step out, adjust and rectify and get him back into a good place, or get them back into a good place. I think their pronouns are they, them now. But this session was different. It's obviously a new sub, but this session was different because I did not identify that he was not in a good mood. Like, his nothing in his actions or responses told me that he was not in a good mood. And had I been able to hone in on that, I probably would have just been a little bit, you know, gone a little bit easier on him, whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. I think it's really important to say that, like, you have to check in with your people. I think what gets missed a lot of times in BDSM is the care that the people have for one another. Like, I can do some vicious things to my sub, to and with my sub, but that doesn't mean I hate this person. I don't hate this person. I don't want to hurt this person. I don't want to ever have this person leave me or my space having experienced something traumatic or even something triggering. You know, I want them to be okay. Although I can't guarantee that I will never trigger you, because sometimes we don't know what our triggers are until we're triggered. You know, I want to make sure that this person is okay. You know, I do care about this person. So, you know, we're gonna keep an eye on that. But I think moving forward, it's going to be a really good thing for us, for me, for him, and our dynamic. If, you know, I got to make sure that I do like a check-in with him and see where he is before we even get started. Because I don't usually do that. I assume if he's coming to me, he's smiling, you know, he's receptive to the tasks and the things that, you know, he's in a space to do that. But obviously I was wrong. So we are going to include a pre-session check-in moving forward into our scenes. Now let me tell y'all what has been pissing me off. Okay. If you follow me on Instagram, which you should be following me on Instagram at THEFUNSEXUAL, the fun sexual on Instagreezy. Okay. I have been working out. I've talked about it on this podcast too. I have been working out, honey. Okay. I go to the gym 3 to 5 times a week. I eat bullshit anyway. So I'm not like, you know, eating super crazy. Raising this toy, it has to go. It's done. You're done. I don't eat crazy. I'm sorry about that, y'all. It's just, you know, when you're a mother, sometimes you just have to, you gotta draw the line somewhere. But I've been in the gym, and I like my gym, the gym that I go to. You know, I'm motivated in the gym that I go to. One thing that I do want to do, though, is I gotta find a pre-workout. I'm gonna buy a pre-workout, because I feel like pre-workout really, really genuinely helps me stay motivated. It gives you, that shit is like cocaine. That shit is literally like fucking cocaine before a workout. It gets your heart pumping, it gets your breath, like you be breathing all heavy and shit. Like it, I highly recommend some motherfucking pre-workout. I just gotta find a good one to use. But I've been working out for the last month and we're gonna say 5 weeks. 5 to 6 weeks I've been in the gym regularly, right? Do y'all know I have lost 2 pounds in the last 5 to 6 weeks? And I've been busting my ass. I've been busting my ass and I have lost 2 pounds. I lost more weight when I was taking Adderall every day. Okay? I am trying my hardest. And so to lose 2 pounds has me feeling crazy. 2 fucking pounds. But I'm going to stay committed to it because I signed a contract for 3 months. I have to at least stay at this gym for 3 months, or I have to pay like some crazy cancellation fee. So I'm going to stay with it for 3 months, for another, you know, for basically another 2 months. And if I'm not seeing shit the way I want to see shit, I'm leaving that fucking gym. I will spend my $10 a month at Planet Fitness and figure it the fuck out. Okay, I feel like I can lose more weight at fucking Planet Fitness. I like this gym. It's like nicer, so it feels a little bit more exclusive. It's a little expensive. But you know, I really do like this gym. Shout out to Toy for paying for my gym membership. You're appreciated. But I'm not losing the weight that I wanted to see. Granted, like I was just telling my friend today, like one of the ways that I know, hold on, my hair got caught on my mic. One of the ways that I know that I'm gaining weight is like my second chin start to pop out real crazy, right?
And I can tell that my second chin is, like, it's still there. Like, the second chin skin is still there. But I could tell that it's not nearly as visible as it is when I'm, you know, when I'm bigger. So I can tell that, you know, changes are happening to my body. I can see that my, you know, that I'm tightening up in some places and things like that. But I also, like, I am very motivated by the numbers on the scale. And so when the numbers on the scale telling me it's 3 that I don't like, I need to change something up. So we're going to figure that out. Even though my friend Nia keeps telling me, don't look at the scale, measure yourself. I want to measure myself. I want to look at the scale and I want to see the pounds come down like pound town. Okay. That has pissed me off. That has been really, really the fuck annoying. That has been really, really annoying lately. Outside of that though, this week was great. I felt really good. Me and my partner have made some changes. What are likely going to be temporary changes in our relationship that I think were a really good call for us. I think it was a really good call for us. Let me say that dating long distance is very hard. Although we do certain things that make it a lot easier and a lot more manageable. But dating long distance is really hard. And I think to some degree, because we're long distance, we do a lot of, like, we're on FaceTime all the time. We see each other all the time. Like, our lives are very intertwined and intermingled. And, you know, that there is a time, expectation, you know, in trying to maintain that long distance relationship so it doesn't feel like it's long distance. And so feeling this week like I have been able to, like, reclaim some of that time has been nice. I just feel like I had a really productive, I got a lot of things that I wanted to get done this week, and I didn't feel like, fuck, where am I gonna pull this time from? So that felt, you know, that felt really, really good to me. And I also evaluated my dating life. I decided that I'm going to actually, like, really step back into dating. And he's never stopped me, for the record. Bae has never stopped me from dating ever. We both are polyamorous. But I definitely put a hold on, you know, seriously dating, seriously trying to meet people, because I wanted to make sure that my foundation, as my primary partner, I wanted to make sure that foundation was solid before I went back into dating. And so, because that's where my mind was, I was just like, you know, fuck it. I'm just not going to, you know, really date right now. If somebody comes into my life, I'm fine. But, like, I'm not going to really put a lot of focus and effort and energy into that. But I've decided, like, yeah, it's time for me to start really dating again. You know, I miss it. I like dating. I like going out on dates. I like the getting cute. I like the flirty, the butterflies. I used to hate the get to know you phase, and I still am not the biggest, you know, fan of the get to know you phase all the time. But, like, I think I'm ready to get to know somebody new. I think it'll be really fun, especially just where I am in my journey right now. Like, I want to get to know somebody as this version of Maj. Versus who I was even a year ago. You know, this is a different 29-year-old Maj, almost 30-year-old Maj. This is 29.75-year-old Maj. She's a different animal. She's not 28-year-old Maj. She's a different animal. She's a little bit more certain. She's a little bit more sure of what she wants and what actually matters to her. She stands firm in what she believes in. She's a little less likely to, like, waver. She just wants to be happy all the time and feeling good all the time. That is what 29.75-year-old Maj wants. She just wants to be happy, and she just wants to feel good, and she wants the people around her to be happy and to feel good. And, if it's not that, she really just don't want it. She really just don't want it. She want everybody to be happy and healed and feeling good. That's what she want. So I want to meet people from this place and see what that can produce. What, you know, what relationships and connections that can produce. I would love that. I would love that very much. This weekend, I'm going to, I know last week I said that I was going to sit my ass down, but FOMO kicked in and then I got invited to some events. And so this weekend, I am actually getting ready to head down to DC to go to Black and Kinky. If you don't know what Black and Kinky is, Black and Kinky is an event. It's a monthly event in DC, and it is, you know, it was one of my inspirations for the Kinky Kickback. And it's a pick a play style event. Super dope, dope group of people, really cool dungeon. They have different things going on. I've been to now, I think, 3 Black and Kinkies. It's been going on for a while. I think I've attended 3 different sessions. And I just, it's a fun time. It's a really fun time. It's a really good group, dope of Black Kinksters, DMV based, or it's in DC, but the, you know, the DMV Kinksters be heavy there. And I don't know, it's just a fun event. And it's just like, I really don't have much else to say about, other than it's fun. If you want to try something, it, you know, you can find it there. If you want to feel like, damn, I really want a nice impact session, there's somebody there that can do that. If you're like, oh, I want to be tied up, there's somebody there that can do that. I want to experience maybe some fire play today, there's somebody there that can do that. I want to do some wax. I want to learn how to whatever. Like, there's somebody there that can do or teach or show or demo, like, just about anything. And then each one is like themed. So this one is anal August themed. So they're going to be talking about butt stuff, and it's going to be a lot of butt stuff going on. So I'm excited to see all the booty tings. Very excited for booty tings. It'll be great. And then on Saturday morning, there is a cuddle kink touch. I think I did that order wrong. Jax, please don't hate me. I love you so much. DC Cuddle Club is having an event, and it is cartoons and cuddles. And so we're going to be in our jammies, and we're going to watch cartoons, and we're going to eat cereal. And I'm going to be very much in my little bag, because Little Maj doesn't come out ever. And you know what? I feel like DC Cuddle Club is the perfect place for me to bring Little Maj out. Okay. Her name is Lil Majiana. Lil Majiana is going to come out, and she's going to be at the DC Cuddle Club event, which I'm really excited about. And then the weekend is not over, okay? Because then on Sunday, we are going to Gunnison Beach. Gunnison Beach is the new beach in Jersey. I usually try to go to Gunnison like 3 times in the summer, at least. 3 times in the summer, and I have not been once this summer. This summer has been jam fucking packed, and I could have made the time, I didn't. And then moving to Philly, the drive is 2 hours. Excuse me. Whoa. The drive is 2 hours from Philly, as opposed to an hour and a half where I was in Jersey. So, you know, it makes going a little less convenient, but I should have made the time to go this summer, and I didn't. I was just busy. And so I'm going to Gunnison Beach for what is going to be the first time this summer. And I'm probably going to try to squeeze at least one more Gunnison day in before the season ends. But it's a perfect time to go. It's a perfect time to go. So I'm going to Gunnison, and there's some event there. So it's going to be a whole bunch of Black people. Let me tell you something. When you go to Gunnison, you got to go on a days where there's going to be a whole bunch of Black people there. I mean, if you want to just go, obviously fine. I've done that as well. I've gone by myself and sat there with my little cooler, read, you know, on my blanket, on my little pop-up tent thing, read my little bookity books, and had a great time. But when you go on the days that the Black people is going to be there, it's so much fun. When you go when all of the Black swingers are there, oh my God, it's just so fun. We played Uno, we played Spades, we played Yachty, which is like this Jamaican game. It's like Jamaican trouble. It was really fun. We smoked hookah. I don't know if we're allowed to smoke hookah, but we smoked hookah. I've done shrooms there and opened my legs and just let my pussy like just face the sun, and it was great. And I enjoy the new beach. I enjoy the new beach far more than I enjoy clothed beaches, for sure. Nude beach me any day over a clothed beach, because I don't know, the vibe is just different, and you just feel so like free, and nobody's worried about you, nobody's worried about anybody else, everybody's kind of just doing what they're doing, minding their business. You think that it would be people like staring or something like that, but it's not that experience. It's super chill. It's super, super chill. So I love Gunnison, and I'm super excited to be going on Sunday and hanging out with my friends. It's gonna be good. I do want to just remind you before I even start chatty pattying. I want to remind you about Kinky Kickback. Kinky Kickback is my very first Philly event. It is a pickup play style event that is education focused and POC experience, sex kink experience focused event. It's going to be a really good time. And if you are watching this, you can get your tickets now, because tickets is out for sale. Okay. Check out the link in my bio. I'll also add the link to this episode's show notes so that you can cop your ticket. I want to see y'all there. If you are curious, if you want to try something, if you want to learn something, there will be somebody in this space to help you, to do the things, to teach you, to give you that experience. It can happen here. So this is why I want y'all to come to the Kinky Kickback. It's going to be really, really lit. All right. So again, that's September 8th. Now, I was thinking about my man and thinking about like some of the things that like COVID did that I actually enjoy and appreciate. Right. And there's a few things that it did. Number one, it made people stay away from you and not be so close. And I like that, because I don't like people in my space too much. OK, I like people that I invite in my space to be in my space. But other than that, I don't want you so close to me. Please back up. Give me that 6 feet. I love that. Number two, it opened up work from home options for a lot of people who didn't have it before. Granted, I was working from home, I don't know, 3 years before COVID happened, but I love that it's a lot more widely accepted working from home. That's another thing that COVID did that I really, really like. Another one, curbside pickup. Curbside pickup is my shit, okay? I'm gonna order it on my phone. And let me say, it was available before COVID, but now it's everywhere. I'm going to order my shit and pay for my shit on my phone. And then I'm going to tell y'all when I'm outside, and I'm going to sit in my car and pop my trunk, and y'all going to put that shit in there. I love it. I love that. I love that. The only problem that I be having with curbside pickup, I don't like everybody picking my motherfucking produce. Because if you give me some crazy looking bell peppers or some fucking strawberries that look like they mushy, I'm going to be pissed off. That makes me mad. That irritates my soul. But when you get somebody who picks it good and they get it right, it's like, baby, I want to give you a tip. Can I give you a tip? Let me give you this little $5 real quick. This little $5, $10 real quick. Because curbside pickup is my jam. I love curbside pickup, okay? But another thing that COVID has done that I am really happy about, or at least it has done for me, I have become really comfortable with like long distance sex. Let me backtrack for a second though. I think I was built for this. I really feel like I was made for this, because even in high school, I remember being on the phone with this boy, and I wasn't having sex in high school. I was definitely having sex in high school. But I never had sex with this guy in particular. But we used to get on the phone at night. Late night. We'd be on the phone whispering. He'd be trying to put his little deep voice on. You know what I'm saying? I'd try to put my little sexy phone voice on. And we would have phone sex. But like, not what are you wearing, what are you doing phone sex. It was like, we would tell a story. Like, he would start off a story. He would start off a story, and then I would like continue the story. We would just go back and forth, and we would just like create like a sex story. And sometimes it would be like us and what we would do, and you know, where we would go and stuff like that. my sometimes. It was just a random just made up story, and it was really hot. It was really hot. I had to be, let me see. That was probably my junior year of high school. So I was, 16. Yeah, I was probably like 16 when that was happening. It was hot. You okay? Little coochie was getting wet. All right. But COVID made
having long distance sex, and long distance intimacy a lot more doable. Go. Get out. This cat. He sleeps all day, and I try to record in the daytime when he's asleep. Obviously, it's late as fuck. I'm yawning. He's in my fucking space. I love him. He gets on my nerve. I can say the two things in the same breath. But yeah, COVID made long distance sex a little bit more accessible and a lot more comfortable. Because I've had quite a bit of phone sex since COVID. But what I've done more is definitely like FaceTime sex. FaceTime sex. And I think that it's something that, now that I'm thinking about it, me and my partner did a lot more in the beginning of our relationship, was having FaceTime sex. Or like, I used to like to put on a little show for him, and it's hot. Like, there's a part of it that's hot. It's like, I'm seeing this person and seeing their body and watching them do whatever they're doing. But there's also a part of it like, you're looking at me and you want me so bad, and you can't have me. You can't touch me. You can only imagine what it would be like to touch me right now. What it would be like to have my titties in your face right now, to feel my mouth on your dick right now. You can't, but you can't. And there's something about that I love. There is something about that like arouses me. It's like, you want me so bad and you just can't have me. I love that. I love that part of it. I've done quite a bit of FaceTime sex, and even realizing last week that I really was horny as fuck and ended up calling somebody who, I'm not mad that I called him at all, but how bad I needed somebody on the phone, because I had this like post nut clarity moment, because then I got back on FaceTime, not FaceTime, on FetLife later, and realized that I had messaged somebody. I had messaged somebody who I was talking to on FaceTime a while ago. It's actually a guy that I went to high school with, who found me on FetLife. Or did I find him? I can't remember how it happened. Either way, it was a guy that I went to high school with, and I reached out to him because him and I have never had sex, and we were supposed to, and then something happened, whatever. And I messaged him on FetLife to get his number, because I was like, ooh, he would be a fun person to like watch me play with my pussy on FaceTime. And he didn't answer in time or whatever, so it didn't happen. But I was like, realized like, yeah, I was really itching for somebody to watch me play with this cat. I was dying for somebody to watch me play with this cat. And now that I think about it, that would have been a perfect opportunity to put my pussy on fucking Excite Bunny. I need to start going live on Excite Bunny. When I get in those modes, in those zones, I need to just start going to Excite Bunny and just doing like a little live, a little pop-up on a live, little bleep, 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 and keep it going. If you want to check out my Excite Bunny, the link is in my bio on Instagram. I am What Would Maj Do on Excite Bunny. Check me out. Check me out. You know what I'm saying? I got some fun stuff up there. It's very fun girl, content creator, part-time, super part-time content creator giving vibes. But another thing that has been really cool, and I think has been enhanced because of COVID, is like these long distance toys. These toys that connect over Wi-Fi and allow you to play with your partner over Wi-Fi. I think that those are so fucking dope. And they have some that like sync up with the toys themselves. Like the two toys will sync up. So like whatever motion I'm doing, your toy vibrates in the same type of pattern or whatever. And I think that that's really, really cool. One second. Raisin is chewing on my pussy pump. Get out. Get out. Bye. And here's the thing.
Obviously, I can close the door. But right at some point in time, you're then going to hear a raisin meowing at the door. And it's going to echo through this room. Watch. Just watch and see.
I know my cat. I've had this nigga for
5 years? I know how you do. Anyway. They have those long distance toys, which I think are dope. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to be on like a video call and give somebody on the video call remote access to my toy. And they were able to use it. Granted, some brands work better than others. I know I have a Wii Vibe butt plug that connects on the Wii Vibe app. And in my experience, like it drops out all the time. Somebody will be controlling it and it'll drop out all the time. So I can't quite recommend that one. But I don't own a Lovin's toy. But I have had friends that own them and have given me access, and I was able to control them without problem, you know, for a longer period of time than I have my Wii Vibe. My Wii Vibe cuts out moments after it's connected. It cuts out. It has never properly functioned for me. So again, I can't recommend it, but there are other toys out there that are doing it. The connectivity, I think it's dope. I think it's so fucking cool. So yeah, that's what I can say that, COVID has done for us that I whole fucking heartedly appreciate. All right. Now let me add a song to the Fun Sexual playlist. What is the playlist? The Fun Sexual playlist is a list of songs to play to. You can find the link to the playlist in the show notes for this episode. You can also find the link to the playlist in my bio on Instagram. So this week I'm adding the song OMW by Tonio Hall to the playlist. I've heard this song before. I like this song a lot. And I completely forgot about it until somebody played it for me this weekend. And when they played it, well, they didn't play it for me. They played it at this event that I was at. And I was like, that's the one. It's the perfect vibe for the Fun Sexual playlist. Okay. Now, for this week's episode of Let Me Put You On. Okay. When I do the Let Me Put You On, I just want to do whatever I can to help you like make sex more fun or just elevate or change or tweak or, you know, magnify your sex life. Right. So this week, I want to put you on to. Ready? Mood lighting. And I'm not just talking about dimming the lights. Light dimmers are great. You know what I'm saying? But when you can have some sexy mood lighting, it changes the game. Whenever I'm having a play date at home, I have colored light bulbs in the ceiling. I have LED strip lights around, and then I'll still bring in like another light because I need the whole ambiance set. I need this orange and I need that pink and I need that green. Like I do a whole thing, or I'll do like a monochrome thing, or it depends on the color of my sheets. Like if I can give it a color that makes the sheets look like I get into the whole thing, the shadows, all of it, right? Set your lighting really good. You know what I'm saying? They have these sunset lamps that are really fucking dope. The LED string lights are really inexpensive now. The ones that go around the top or that go around the base, whatever. They're really inexpensive. They have these like cool like corner standing lamps. I don't have one of them, but I've seen them and they're really, really dope. But I will say my favorite has to be the sunset lamp because it casts dope, beautiful fucking shadows. And they have them in like different colors now, but the sunset color is like probably my favorite for sex on brown skin. And the galaxy light is really, really fun when you are like straight missionary and you see the galaxy light, or they have some that aren't even galaxies. It like looks like maybe like oceany water or something like that. I don't know. I'm gonna say it looks like ocean. It feels, you know, sometimes having sex almost feels like super like euphoric, and having that to like transport you to another place is really hot. And it's another really inexpensive way to change or elevate your sex life. You can get those lights on Amazon for like $20, $30. You don't need a whole bunch of them. I am dramatic. I like to go overboard. So that's why I have 5 fucking lights, and or really it'd be like 3 lights or something that I be having in my room. But you can get one and really just set the mood. So give it a try. Give some sexy light a try. The red bulb is great. Don't get me wrong. Switching out the red bulb and your night skin thing is great. But let's just switch it up a little bit. Okay. This week, I just want to say that your love and your pleasure does not have to be attached to hardship or strife. Your love and your pleasure is something that is owed to you, especially your pleasure. You are deserving of pleasure simply because you exist. You don't have to go through anything hard or hurtful to be deserving of pleasure. It is your birthright. So go out there and go get it. Advocate for your pleasure and go after the things that feel good for you. Okay? I love y'all so, so, so very much. I hope to see you at Kinky Kickback on September 8th. And other than that, have a great week. Have a great weekend whenever you are listening to this. And I am going to peace out.